us. Boom. Welcome to the Mascot Scatting Hour. All jazz scatting all the time. Skitty boo 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 bee boo bop. That's not true. The time is 6:01 in the p.m. You're listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin Radio Voice. This is Mac Blake is the Mascot Wedding Show coming up. We got a really fun show planned for you. But first, we're going to hear some music. That is right. Stall where I find the button. Get this out of here. There we go. This place is a mess. Oh, man, I like making dumb noises way too much. It really is stupid and not entertaining. Ow, guys, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is Mac Blake. David Hotta is on assignment. This is the radio show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667, 472-K-O-O-P. We are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. If you tweet it, I will see it and read it on the air. Anything said in this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. Kaboom. By the way, I was totally wrong. I did not play that song I said I played. I wasn't Sky Ferreira. I was Lady Hawk with some song off of her new album, Anxiety. Do you really need to know what song it was? Let's see here. Girl Like Me, was that what it was? I don't even know, man. I don't even know. Hey, guys, we have a special in-studio guest because David Hott is not here. He's in gambling rehab this weekend. He told me not to say that. She's been on the show before. She is an award-winning filmmaker and comedian, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Carrie Lindo.
I'm not Carrie, I'm David Hara.
Whoa, what? Why did David Hara mispronounce his own name? That's the
trick you up.
Oh, it worked. Well, no. Hey, David, how's it going?
It's Carrie.
Oh, what?
David's going to be pissed. You already messed up that song.
I've already set a bar of excellence he can't possibly ever reach, so don't worry about it. Also joining in studio, he's a frequent performer at Cold Town Theater. He's an excellent improviser and a really funny guy, Mr. Ed Reed.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
You know, you guys, once again, no one can tell who's listening at home, who's clapping. So if we all applaud, right, it sounds better.
I didn't applaud for myself.
But Ed and Carrie both did not applaud for themselves. I guess I should just not applaud.
Probably just not applauding is maybe the way to go.
I feel like applause really punches up a radio program, though.
They also didn't know I didn't applaud for myself.
Yeah, you just
told them.
Well, I feel like those beans. They could hear it. They're like, well, it sounds like two people applauding, not three people.
Right. Well, they didn't even know I was here until you introduced me.
Yeah.
So you could have just been both clapping.
Look, I've got a really smart audience. I'm not going to apologize for it.
Fair enough.
Okay. They're like, they could tell the sounds of two people clapping versus three people clapping.
Got it.
I mean, how many times do you listen to the radio and you just heard an extended applause break and you go, this is good radio. Soak it in.
That was definitely like
never.
Six people.
Never? Yeah. You're not, also, Carrie Lindo, not even going headphones today.
Oh, so.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I see, once again, it's a smart audience. I think they appreciate a little behind the scenes, a little inside baseball.
Yeah.
she put them on.
Yeah.
As if you couldn't tell, audience, the way you probably heard the...
They can hear my paranoia.
But thank you both for coming on the show. Carrie, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How's your week been?
It's been all right. Me and you both are still recovering from the trauma of Laugh Damn It at the...
That's right. We were both on a show last night. And it was the show called Laugh Damn It, the producers of which have actually been on the show before talking about it. But it's a show where it's kind of like Make Me Laugh, which I've never seen. Ed, Carrie, have you ever seen it?
No.
I have.
You have.
But it's not exactly like it.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same concept.
And so the concept is contestants picked from the audience, at least the New Movement Theater, get up on stage, and they're going to try to not laugh as comedians try to make them laugh. And Carrie and I were both on the show. And nerve-wracking, is that a good way to describe
it? Yeah. Super frustrating.
Because you get these people, and they came to a comedy show. I assume they want to have fun. But you get them on stage, and you go, all right, if you laugh, you lose. And all of a sudden, they become those bitter, hardened criminals in the world. Stone-faced, like the chief. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
And it's not only that they're not laughing, they look mad at you. Like they're like mugging it so they don't laugh.
That's their strategy.
So they look like they hate you.
Yeah, it's to shower you with hate. Imagine Cyclops from the X-Men, but instead of lasers, he just shot hate at you.
But and they're like up there on stage, right? Like they're on stage with, and you're like right in their face, like, laugh, well, human.
I try not to get right in their face.
Right.
And I call them by their name too.
Right.
Not just human.
You don't just call them human.
Actually, here's my opening gambit last night, and it seemed like an okay idea at the time. You'll be able to tell how bad of an idea it was. So the person gets up,
I'm
going
to try
like,
to not laugh. Okay. I'm the one.
We'll see if you can
don't
do
make us play again, please.
It's a, I mean, the audience, they seem to like it at times. Yeah. But, and I appreciate
it was
Derek
fun.
And Paul Phelps for having me on. But at the same time, from my standpoint, I don't know if I'd call it enjoyable because it's bad at it. It's bad. So
you were you were actually good at it. You made people laugh three times. Whereas
on paper,
I made someone laugh zero times.
No one laughed at Peekaboo?
No, she almost, she was like smiling.
Just like a classic Peekaboo gambit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Mm. It was close, which made it.
Soaked in charm, though, Ed.
I know. I would probably have laughed at that.
I feel like we all bonded the comics together, though, because it was so hard.
Forged in the fire.
It was. Yes. It was a baptism of fire. It was a bar mitzvah of fire.
Yeah.
Still, my favorite part was the couple making out in the front row.
Oh, I know that guy. His name is Waldo. He's a big fan of mine, as he introduced himself before the show. Anyway, not that matters. So my opening gambit, this lady came on stage, and I was like, hey, audience, I'm really bummed out that I got to make this lady laugh, because before the show started, I heard her talking to her friends outside, and she's pro-Taliban. That's right. She was talking about how much September 11th was an awesome thing. And so the audience did not know what to make of that, because I was like, telling this person she's a terrible monster, which then I did. Yeah. I was like, that'll get a big laugh. No. I don't know what I was doing. Clearly, I shouldn't be on there. I did pull out a puppet later, which went over pretty well. Yes.
You just had a puppet handy?
Well, I'd been on the show before and bombed so hard that I was like looking around my apartment, and I was like, I need a puppet.
I mean, I wish I had a puppet.
Look, if you buy invest in a raccoon puppet, you're going to want to use it more than once. Yeah. So if there's any excuse to bust out, I don't have a name for it.
I mean, it got ugly. I was throwing gummy bears at her at one point. Yeah. It was just desperate times, desperate measures.
It was. DT.
But, you know, made us stronger.
You know, you talked about bonding. Bob Kazravi, who is one of the nicest stand-ups in town, and I think he has a show coming up at Cold Town Theater this Thursday at 10 p.m. The Mission. But anyway, before the show started, he was like, oh, come on, guys. It can't be that bad. It's going to be a lot of fun. You guys are really funny guys. I know you're going to crush it. You're going to knock it out of the park. And then 30 seconds into it, he was like, oh my God, it's terrible. It was like the end of Toy Story 3, in which we just all linked hands and accepted our fate.
Or the end of Dinosaurs.
Oh, the TV show? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that the end of Dinosaurs?
Here's the end of Dinosaurs. Well, here, you go ahead.
You might have seen it more recently than
Somebody
I did.
Somebody please tell me what happens at the end of Dinosaurs.
But you're familiar
with... First off, spoiler alert, if you are planning, because it's on Netflix
whatever reason.
Now. Yeah. It's currently on Netflix. You're planning on watching them all in order.
Mm-hmm. Ed, did you ever watch Dinosaurs?
I 100% did, yes.
It was the Jim Henson show where people dressed up in dinosaur costumes and reenacted Honeymooner scripts. Mm. I believe that's what it was. But changing them to be more dino-heavy.
Yeah.
And so at the end of Dinosaurs... there was something, I forget what the first domino was, but there was something like, there's all these bugs in town. We got to kill all these bugs. We'll spray this poison pesticide. Oh no, the poison pesticide killed all these plants. We got to make the plants regrow. Then it needs rain. You know what causes rain? Clouds. You know what causes clouds? Volcanoes. So let's ignite all the volcanoes. And then like, uh-oh. And so basically, The newsman came out at the end and he goes, doesn't look good, dinosaurs.
End of show.
They looked at each other and then it was like, boom, credits.
No, I think they said at least we're all together. It's something really dramatic.
Oh. Ooh,
and I think they held hands and then died.
And then you saw Earl Sinclair, you know, go, I walked into the garage or whatever. And then he turned on the car. Garage door wasn't open though. What was that tube going from the back of the car into the window?
Can we hear some more Earl impression?
I'm gonna drown my baby in a bathtub. Does that sound like it at all? That's what my memory says he sounds
it's
like.
It's a little bit. It's not completely off.
Oh wait, no, that's Home Improvement.
Yeah.
I wish audiences would do that nowadays. They would just go. Guys, this is our first show back after a membership drive, and I just wanted to stop and pause and thank everyone who donated. We hit our goal. I'll be honest with you, the last Mascot Wedding Show, which will never be archived because it was a complete disaster, except for one generous person at the end. But it looked like a co-op wasn't going to hit it, but we hit it. And so thank you very much to everyone that pledged during this show. Oh, look at that. And especially everyone who pledged during other shows. Also, something we have, the phone lines were co-opted last 3 weeks, and so nobody could call in. So if someone wants to call in, that would be great today, 472-5667. In fact, and later on, we will put a topic out there, which people can please contribute to. So 472-5667. Oh, I haven't even opened up the Twitter. I haven't even done that. But before, or while I am doing this, Ed, Ed Reed,
yeah,
how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man.
How's your week, buddy?
Oh, yeah, pretty regular. I'm a job man. I just have a job mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of that.
You don't do any, you don't got any night moves?
I got some night moves, but they're usually like watching the Food Network.
The Food Network.
That's
huh?
my go-to night move.
Which I can't get into the Food Network.
Oh, buddy, you're missing out. Do you like food?
Yeah, I like food, but I like eating food.
Yeah.
You know, like looking at food?
Nah, not really. I mean, oh, what's that guy, Anthony Bourdain? He's interesting, but is that even about the... Is that even on the Food Network?
No, that's Travel Channel.
Oh, well, sorry.
That's cool.
I know there's that one lady I'm supposed to, like, oogle, but it's really not, like... It's not hard.
Giada? Are you referring to Giada?
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, she's a nutcase.
But that's... You know, someone's like... Somebody was like, oh, you should watch that one. What's her name of her show?
Giada has...
Giada Comes Alive?
Know. Yeah, sure.
Hot Tamales.
So no, it's like, check out Hot Tamales
That's an old show for the 80s, but anyway.
Tamales Calientes and Colores. Like, check it out in the Giada, man. She's hot. And I was like, oh, is there an attractive lady on TV? Oh, is that the news? TV is nothing but attractive ladies. Bleh. And I shoved that friend into an open volcano.
Because
there were several... Exploded because of the dinosaurs.
For dinosaurs, yeah.
Call back.
Call back.
That's how the end of her show ends also.
Yes. What? She's like, how do I make this? Is she Italian?
She is definitely Italian.
How do I make it? It's pasta. Be good. Oh, no.
I need more crops. Need more rain.
How do we get a crops? We launch an atomic bomb. Huh? A dirty bomb. Oh, no.
And she holds
At least we have the spaghetti.
With... Yeah. When she holds the spaghetti noodle. The spaghetti actually like reaches a noodle out and holds hands with her. The spaghetti was alive the entire show.
Yeah. That was the twist.
The camera turns around. You see the producer and it's a spaghetti with some headphones on. Giada, stretch. Doing the stretch thing.
Right.
Yeah. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you a question, both of you guys.
Pressure.
Well, first of all, let me ask you this. When you were in middle school, did you see a lot of fights? What was it, in terms of your education, like public school? Did you all guys go to public school?
Mm-hmm. Public school, okay. Yes.
No, I thought I sensed a certain degree of toughness in here.
Mm.
Not like a private school kids. Oh, boy. But at public school, what was the fightiness period of your public school education?
I feel like high school.
High school, you saw more fights?
I think so. I kind of remember some. I feel like I heard more people talk about fights than actual fights.
Oh, that's always the way. Yeah.
But there were some in middle school.
I think it was probably middle school.
Middle school?
I think middle school I remember as being way more fraught with crap than high school ever was.
See, I feel like middle school was the time when whatever, you know, hormones are being pumped into our body.
Yeah.
That's when, like, you know, the conductor goes, oops, and falls on it, and the switch, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, dangerous levels. And we're all just want to just murder everyone there, which I still feel that way. full disclosure.
That hasn't gone away for you.
Nah.
No, that's too bad.
No, it has. But in middle school, what would happen more often than not is that we would start shoving each other.
Yeah.
And then not get into an actual
fight.
We
as in you too?
We as in...
Did you shove some people?
Well, that happened to me several times where like you would start shoving each other and you'd be like, let's go. Let's go. No, you go, man. You go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, man. Come on. And then the first person to take the slightest step back, then you would go, I thought so.
Yeah.
So it was basically like you have to keep pretty good balance.
Yeah. It wasn't like fights. It's not like fights. It's just like little like explosions of, rah, what do I do with myself?
And honestly, and then, yeah, all the fights that, or shoving matches, or I'd say pre-fighting, fore-fighting.
What was the second one?
Fight play.
Fight play. Yeah,
all
sure.
The fight play I got into, I don't remember why it started. It was never a good reason.
Yeah.
It was something like, oh, you stepped on my shoe. Now it's happening.
You took my Magic the Gathering cards.
Well, I wouldn't be caught dead with those. I'm not. An idiot.
Is that just me?
Okay. Actually, you know what happened? So my grandfather, he buy me weird gifts. Usually the gifts, and I'll look at me, complaining about gifts. It's a 1% up here.
Mm.
So my grandfather would buy me Christmas gifts would usually be whatever gift his credit card gave him that year. So it'd be like, oh, here's the little tote bag that says tote bag on it outside. Like they would wrap it, but they'd put a sticker on it that said tote bag. Or whatever weird thing he'd find at a bookstore. And so I got a Magic the Gathering box before I even knew what it was, because I guess it was in the game section.
Mm.
And so I had it, and I like never played it or something. And then later on, it became somewhat popular with a certain class in high school. I was not cool in high school by any stretch, but I liked comics. So like, oh, role-playing games? Whatever, loser. Let's see what Moon Knight's up to. Moon Knight. And so this kid, I was like, oh, what are you doing? Or he's buying some Magic the Gathering cards off of this other guy.
Mm.
And I was like, I got some of those. You want to buy some for me? He's like, sure. And so he's flipped through my deck and he was like, nah, burp, burp, nothing worthless. Until he got to one card and he goes, oh, I'll give you like $5 for it. And I was like, whoa, $5. This guy's trying to pull a fast one on me.
Mm.
I feel like it's worth more. And I go, nope, keeping it. I'm going to get real money for it. I still have that stupid card somewhere.
Oh, I want it. I'm such a nerd. I want to know what card that is so bad.
Lord of the Pit.
Lord of the Pit, huh?
I believe it was some sort of, that's what it was.
Yeah. I don't know.
But as soon as this guy was like, showed a little bit of interest in it, I was like, I want to let you pull a fast one on me, buddy. I'll take it and do what with it?
Yeah, you could have just gotten $5.
Yeah, exactly. That would have been great. Yeah. Man, I didn't have a job in high school.
Yeah.
During the school year, $5 would have bought an issue of Moon Knight.
It was just your capitalist instincts kicking yes. in. Embrace it. You were young still.
Are you proud of me? Is that what you're saying?
Why doesn't my credit card give me gifts? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
That's also an excellent question.
Well, I mean, credit cards have other features now. Like, like get a Southwest card or Amazon.com card or whatever.
Mm.
It used to be like, get a tote bag card. Hey, you want a tote bag once a year? And I would get the same gifts again and again, too.
Mm.
He's a great guy. I don't know why I'm complaining about his
gifts. Busting on him.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He loves this. He always listens to the show, though. He's a big podcast guy. Mm. He's not. Old people. What happened there?
My grandma got me the Glenn Beck Christmas novel one year for Christmas.
Hold on. Let me play the sound effect.
And someone tried to buy it off of you for $5.
And I was like, no. Hell no.
Back it up. Glenn Beck Christmas novel?
Mm-hmm.
What is that mean?
It's, I swear to God, it's real. I don't remember what it's called. Maybe The Christmas Sweater?
Oh, you didn't read it?
No.
Oh,
God, no.
What? Why not?
Because at
people
the time...
People weren't ironic back then.
Oh, yeah. What?
I wasn't like, oh my God, this is hilarious. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible. This is a bad present.
So do you remember the plot of it?
No, I didn't read it.
You didn't even look at the back of the book? It wasn't like...
It was inspirational. It was definitely like good old family values, inspirational Christmas tale.
So it was like the Johnsons are having a Merry Christmas, but then some gays move next door. What do?
No. Mm.
They pray about it and then sell gold.
Yep.
Buy gold?
I'd buy.
He was on a commercial where he was like telling people to invest in gold. And he was like, go home, pray on it. And I was like, yeah. Dear God, should I buy gold? Is that a Christian God?
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe God understands that.
Yeah, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yeah, he's like, well, those are good investments.
Indeed.
God, should I buy Apple stock? Apple stock? You know what, God, don't worry about it. Okay.
I was at the Apple store yesterday.
Apple store?
Mm-hmm. Is that God again?
That was the God again.
Yeah.
What happened? What were you doing in the Apple store?
My charger literally exploded. Like, whoa. Flash pop, noises, smoke.
Wow. Charger for what, laptop?
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, we're getting sued by Apple. Look how fast that was. We instantly got sued. Mm.
I could sue them. I could, if I were a baby, I could have been injured.
Well, I'm saying you look relatively unburned. Mm-hmm. Was anything damaged in the fire? Or the explosion?
No, I think it shocked me, but I can't. It all happened so quickly.
Literally shocked you?
Yeah, I think it did shock me.
Excuse me, physically shock you, yeah. Or just like figuratively, whoa?
Both. Oh, definitely both. Yeah. Got a new one though.
So was it Triumph. Like you're going to plug in and it poof?
Yeah, it was plugged. It was plugged in the socket, and then I was plugging it into my computer, and then it was like loud noise.
And that was the moment.
Computer,
all the way up to the domain, but it was
domain.
Funny.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! Because I did have to go to anthropology, or I was waiting for my appointment. It was in anthropology, and a couple UT girls were shopping at that very overpriced store. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you men know, skirts are like $200 there.
Yeah,
and they were talking about how they all got off from class and how cool it was they got off from class because they got to go shopping.
Yeah, bomb threat.
Oh, was
bomb
it that
threat.
Bomb threat?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thank you for bringing that up, BTW.
But they were excited. It's my fault for being in anthropology. I understand.
So. What happened? Yeah. When was that? Was that Thursday?
That was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, yeah. It was.
It was. All
for
right.
Sure.
Man, yeah. I've been doing a lot of stuff. Feels like a week ago. I got busy nights. No. So yeah, somebody where I work at International Tomato used to go to UT somewhat recently, and so on their phone they got like the UT safety text that was like, evacuate the buildings, get as far away from them as you can. And I was like, oh, I wonder what's happening. And I was going to try a regular news source. And someone's like, get on Twitter. And Twitter, it's a good idea. It's probably going to be updated faster than anything else. Mm-hmm. But I just searched for UT. And of course, it was half the people were just tweeting what that text message said. Mm. A third of the people were doing that. Other third were asking, like, what's going on? #UT. And then the other third were monsters. They're just being like, cool, man, no class. #UT, #bomb threat, #nice.
Let's go to the domain.
Yeah, #domain.
Meet at anthropology. I have $500 to spend.
My favorite one was definitely, oh, wow, good thing I didn't even go to my 10 a.m. class. #nice. Like, that's what I was like, sweet move, bro.
Thank gosh we didn't have Twitter during 9/11. Oh, it would have been
I think
terrible.
That every day. Every day I wake up. I don't care what.
It's my still dream was terrible. About.
First thought. Yeah.
Yeah, it could be May 12th. And I'd be like, man, good thing we didn't have Twitter during 9/11. Tree Fuentes tweeted at the Mask Winning Show, and he says, Lord of the Pit is selling for a considerable sum. More than $60 on eBay right now.
Oh, my God.
Why couldn't he tell you the actual sum?
Well, I can't say the actual sum.
Oh, gotcha.
And then also another person, Laura, tweeted at us and says, I want Mac, M-A-C-K. That's how you spell my name. That's all right. I want Mac to do a Julia Child impression.
Let the lady have it, man.
That makes one of us.
Yeah. What does Julia Child sound like? Is she like the Julia Child? Is that her? What does she sound like?
Yeah, she's a little more.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Oh, tell you what, I'll look up a clip of Julia and Julia. Break.
Yeah. Oh, but just play it.
Oh, this week I had to do a sketch. I wanted to.
Right.
I did a sketch this week where I played Abraham Lincoln, and I really wanted the Lincoln trailer to come out because I wanted to see what Daniel Day-Lewis sounded like. Because when does that movie come out? By the way, is that an Oscar bait?
It's definitely November, December, I think.
So Steven Spielberg is directing a movie starring Daniel Day-Lewis called Lincoln, I believe, and is starring, I just said it three times, Daniel Day-Lewis. And they released a teaser trailer where he doesn't speak in it.
Yeah.
And I think that why that made an effective teaser is because, besides being like a crazy actor, like some guy is like really involved in everything. There's pictures of him like in his Lincoln beard, like eating out. He probably was like, Abraham will have the grand slam, in character, but still ordering modern food, whatever. Mm. But like, he puts a lot of care in how his characters sound, Daniel Plainview. Apparently he like dug up some old recording in There Will Be Blood. And then, do you guys ever see Gangs of New York?
Yes.
Mm-mm. Oh, great movie.
Excellent movie.
Kind of disappointing end, but...
But like, whatever.
He's got a crazy voice in that one as well.
Falling asleep just talking about it.
No! And so, but at the end, in Lincoln, like, the trailer is like everyone else talks first. Like Tommy Lee Jones says something. I don't even know who he's playing and in you're Lincoln. Like,
when's he gonna talk? And Tommy Lee Jones with a ridiculous wig. Yeah.
But then you hear this high pitched kind of like whatever voice, and you go, "Oh, that's Lincoln."
Yeah.
And it's this really like
he went high and reedy.
Yeah, he did. And yeah. I heard that, you know, you've read that about Lincoln. He had like Marfan's disease or something like that.
Yeah.
And so he's got a weird voice. Is that a disease or a syndrome?
Syndrome.
And it's this kind of voice where it's like, oh man, I don't know if this is going to sound good for 3 hours or however long that movie is.
Yeah. We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out. To finish up that, well, you know what? We got off track. I was going to talk about fighting some more. But you know what? There's no off track in this show.
Whatever, it's just the one.
Whatever happens, happens.
We'll bring it full circle by the end.
Well, have you ever gotten into a fight, Carrie?
Not really.
What do you mean, not really?
Maybe like elementary school. It was mostly verbal, some air kicks. But it was a group of girls against a group of girls.
You mean
or may not been about the correct way to do the electric slide.
So when you kicked at someone and hit air, were you aiming for them or was it just like in their direction, like, get away from me?
I think it was approach. I mean, I think there was a bunch of us. I was kind of in the back.
Oh.
The tougher friends were in the front.
I like how you're shucking responsibility here.
I mean, I wish I had some cool fight story.
So you didn't feel that strongly about the electric slide then, I guess?
I was more probably a coward.
Mm.
And the rest of my, you know, middle school and high school, I spent just avoiding people. So there was no fighting.
What about you, Ed?
Except inside myself.
I've been in a fight or two, but not in high school. In school, I was a tiny, tiny boy.
How old were you when you got in your last fight?
22.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sort of a bar situation.
See, that's the thing. I spent all of my 20s just like this bottled up thing of rage.
Yeah.
Just like looking around like, who's going to get into a fight with me? I want to fight someone so bad. But that's the thing is when you become an adult, there's no more like you get into a fight and then your gym coach like dusts you off and is like, shake hands, boys. And then you end up becoming better friends with him like in The Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Now is that you're an adult, fighting either ends in like jail or death.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's very bad.
So how did the bar fight go?
I mean, they go like they go. I don't you know, you probably don't know.
Well,
I'm a little embarrassed about it. Is that fair?
I mean, I'm embarrassed. I've never been in a fight. I feel like the time has passed and I can't.
Yeah.
It's too old now.
I mean, like there's been several times at bars when things have gotten heated and then, you know, we left or got separated. And then I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Like I'm shaking afterwards, like the adrenaline. Pumping.
You got to just go. You just go with it. You know, you just don't go. You don't take that step back and think about your actions. You just go more fight, and then you know you're punched in the head.
But yeah, I get punched in the head. I don't have great health care. What am I gonna do with that punched head? But there was a time.
Post a picture on Facebook, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you're gonna do.
Hold a benefit. Get a Kickstarter.
Help my punched head.
Yeah, punched head. There was a time at Coaltown Theater, which is right next to an I Love Video on Airport Boulevard, and this guy had double parked. By the way, as a kid, when I've heard of like double parking before, like I'm double parked or whatever, I didn't know what that meant, honestly.
Yeah.
And then when I found out that you literally like park so the other person can't get out, I was stunned. I was like, who would do that?
People do it all the time in the streets of Philadelphia. It's so annoying.
Yeah, but that's you're East Coast monsters over there.
It's true. You're,
like Visigoths, just raiding a.
And you're
whatever.
Like, where did they go? Where's this person? Why are they?
I don't know where people get the stones to do it. I mean, I guess, look, if it's a giant metropolis and you got to go do that, that's fine. But somebody was doing this at Cold Town.
I got to get Lincoln Lawyer right now.
How dare you? That's a good movie. So these kids come out and I'm just like hanging outside the theater. And these kids are like, hey, man. And I was like, what? And I was like, is that your car? And I was like, no. It's like, oh, someone double parked us. Do you know whose car that is? I was like, no. God, we are so mad. And they were like three little like hipster kids. Then this guy came out, I Love Video, and he's like getting into his car, which was the offending car.
The offender. Yeah.
And they're like, hey, man, you double parked us. He's like, oh, I'm moving right now. I was like, not cool, man. Not cool. Where do you get off? And they started swearing at each other. And I was like, oh, this is so pathetic. But then I was like, oh, my God. God, I wish I was in a situation. Because if I was going to get into a fight and not go to jail or a or die or be seriously injured, I feel like three hipster kids like Because if you're like beating up one like little small kid, like, you know, be like, hey, man, don't park. Poof. Like right in his face. You'd feel bad.
Yeah.
Because he's like 98 pounds. He's like most of that's belt buckle. And but like three of them, it'd be like, oh, I'd be like Jackie Chan, like beating them up.
Yeah. Just like, you know, whirling around. Yeah.
What? You like a punch him right in your like your lunchbox that you're holding. And I was like, oh, and it was like the ultimate like awesome fight situation. But they didn't fight. They just
didn't
left.
Take it there.
No.
Yeah. You got to be pretty inebriated to get in a fight when you're an adult. That's really the that's the thing.
Or you just got to diss the electric slide. Or no, wait, who can do it better?
No, what is the correct way?
The correct sequence.
So if somebody were to do the, do you have an opinion on it?
I recently was somewhere where people were doing it and could not remember how it was done.
So if you see like an offending, incorrect electric slide, you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't like pounce on them.
No.
It's good to see you've mellowed out.
I may have not even recognized the line dance.
What?
No, I would.
Here in the other, Laura says, sorry, Mac, I started to spell your name like that, but that made me feel like I was addressing a computer. Cool, Laura. No, Laura, thank you for tweeting. Also, you can call in. Nobody calls. So lonely and scared all the time. Lonely and scared. Well, tell you what, guys, let us take a quick break, and then we'll come back with more Masked Wedding Show. Why don't I play that song that I said I was going to play, but then didn't play in a surprise move? A twist. Everything is embarrassing. Sky Ferreira, more Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Back listening to the Mascot Wedding Show. That was Sky Ferreira. I think is how you say your name. Everything is embarrassing. My name is Mac Blake. David Hotta is on assignment, but I am joined in studio by a very special guest from Cold Town Theater, Mr. Ed Reed.
Woo!
Oh, I should stop applauding. So, and also comedian Carrie Lindow. Very funny, Carrie Lindow. Ed, I said Cold Town Theater.
Yes.
Where you do a lot of improv. What are the names of your actual improv troops?
Okay.
Who would you say is your main one?
My main one is probably Lunch. It's called Lunch.
Yeah.
That's with a couple of other gentlemen. I'm in another troupe called Chrono Bear.
Not Chrono Bear, Chrono Bear?
Chrono? Is it supposed to be Chrono?
I don't know, dude.
We say Chrono.
It's your name. Well, then it's Chrono.
It's Chrono. Like time. Chrono? I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And then I do another one with my girlfriend.
Lord Dennis. That's right.
Yeah.
You got any shows coming up?
Well, actually, I'm appearing in a special show tonight. A dear friend, Mr. AJ Holler, is going to be a flight attendant.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, right? That's a thing that people are still.
I don't know. My friend is, and it seems kind of fun. He gets to fly wherever for free.
Oh, yeah. I'm not talking about the job being weird. AJ is a flight attendant.
AJ Holler as a flight attendant is a trip.
Because that guy's weird. But we don't. We don't have to drag his name through the mud. Not that you were doing that. It was
good
all
guy.
Me.
He's a good guy.
I'm very fond of AJ. Good He's guy. A big, sweet goof. So we're having a going away show for him tonight as part of the Nice Astronaut program. So that is a thing.
Carrie, what about you? Any upcoming shows? What time is that show at?
Oh, that's going to be at 11:30.
11:30 in the p.m.
Yeah.
At the Velveeta Room, September 29th at 9:30 and 11:30.
Oh, who else is on that bill?
Albert M.
Hey, Albert M. It's good to see that guy doing some.
Blast from the past, I know.
Well, there you go, the name of the show. The Blast from the Past Tour. Guess which one's the blast? Hopefully you, right?
Yeah.
Gary Lindo.
No pressure, though. Yeah.
Well, would you rather be the past? That doesn't sound good.
I don't know, man. Past comes trendy all the time.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you can be the past then. Happy now? Yeah, you're so combative all the time. That was bad. I'm bad at radio. Oh, I'm terrible. Roxy Castillo just tweeted at us the WikiHow of how to do the electric slide.
I feel like there's going to be, you know, depending on where you live, different interpretations. Obviously, that was the problem.
You think there's regional slides?
I think there are variations of the slide, for sure. Because that was where the argument arose.
I don't know the regular one.
Who was... So the argument. So basically, it was like a turf war. Were you like on the Philly kids, or was it?
No, it was at my elementary school. It's really not that interesting now.
I'll be judging that, and I agree with you.
But it's third grade, second grade.
Okay.
You know, when things like the electric slide were important.
Yeah, man, back when things mattered. Thanks, Bush. You know what I mean? That guy. I don't trust that cat Obama.
Right? Mucked it all up.
So, guys, I want to put a topic out there that people can call in and contribute. And this topic can either go one or two ways. And the phone number, by the way, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. So, one time I went to Pinballs, that pinball arcade.
I was there last night.
Yeah, your eyes lit up, I think it's safe to say. Like some sort of machine, who knows. And what were you doing there last night, by the way?
Friend's birthday.
Oh, crushing it. Good birthday space.
Yeah. Well, it's actually not, though, because you don't end up talking to anyone.
Well, pinball is a little solitary.
It is.
You don't have to play pinball, though. It's not like some guys like walk around like twirling a cane like, too much yakking?
No, you don't have to play pinball when you're surrounded by hundreds of pinball machines, but you usually end up doing
that. That's true. Well, you could take breaks to yak. I don't know why I keep saying yak.
It's not a catch-up place.
That's true. It's not like, hey, man, how you been? Well, shut up and play the Batman Forever pinball machine.
Yeah, you'll be having fun, and you're like, wait, I haven't talked to anyone in like 25 minutes.
That does sound like a weird party.
Yeah.
Sort of anti-party.
But it's still a fun party, but it's not,
social.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. In fact, I think I was... When does it... It stays open late now, right?
I think so. I don't know. I had to leave to do our show, but...
Maybe if you helped out during membership drive pinballs, I'd be able to give out the hours. You know what I'm saying? Payola. Grease the wheels, buddies. Buddies? Whatever. Anyway, pinballs. I was there one time. I was there with Mascot Wedding co-host David Hotta, and I believe also Andrew Rosas from Stag Comedy, let's say. And we're there, we're playing pinball, but it's kind of like we're there playing pinball the entire time. We're like eyeing the Papa Shot machine, which if you don't know, it's a little like basketball hoop game. And so it's kind of like you're an alcoholic and you're like going to a place like, oh, I'm just here to eat the food. I'll have five drinks or something like that. And so we kind of got into it Papa Shot wise. And we're going back and forth and who got the high score that night. But it's usually like in the 50s or 60s.
Oh, I remember this night.
And then I'm there and I'm stepping up. And the thing about, and you're like, oh, if you don't know what I look like, I'm a kind of a tall guy. And you might be like, oh, you got the height advantage. You can, and plus I used to play a little basketball. Like none of that matters. And
it's totally different.
Yeah. It's totally different than Papa Shot because the net is smaller and lower. And so sort of like getting to a basketball stance doesn't help. It's basically like being like, oh, I'm a combat veteran, so I should be really good at, I don't know, these video games. Exactly. Like,
these video games.
I could be the last action hero pinball machine. Like, ding, 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 ding. Oh, no, I'm not. And so we're doing it or whatever, but you kind of got a new rhythm. Just kind of, you got to disappear in the moment. You can't keep track of the score. Keep in mind, I think the high score that night was like 63. So when the minute or 3 minutes, however long it is, feels like eternity. When it's over, look at the score, 81. Blew it out of the water, and I instantly went nuts. I was like, "Oh, what?" And everyone, like David and Andrew, we all went nuts. It was like a moon landing almost. Now, but I honestly, like, it was also a little embarrassing because after we went super nuts, we looked around and people were like, "Why are those guys screaming?" And also, but the other thing is, somebody was talking about a great day they had. And I was like, what's the best awesome day I had? And I went back in my brain. That was the first thing I thought of.
Papa Shot.
It was the Papa Shot victory.
It was Papa Shot day.
And so here's the topic. The topic can either be one of two things. It's sad to admit, but I lost my S. Where it's times that you, oddly enough, went crazy in public. Mm-hmm. Or it could be, the other topic could be, it's weird to admit this, but this is a great, great moment for me. So we can either people talk about sort of odd, great moments or times when you went buck wild in public. There maybe shouldn't have you gone buck wild. Does any of that inspire anything with either of you?
Well, I mean, I feel like I went buck wild once also at pinballs when they introduced...
Let me try to interrupt you one more time. 472-5667 if you want to call in. talk to us about maybe an example you have, or 472KOP. Sorry to interrupt, Carrie. Please go
ahead. They have a money-grabbing machine, but with tickets, and I was always fascinated by them and always thought, really wanted to do, there's no opportunities to do money-grabbing machines, really, mm-hmm. unless you're like on Ellen or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And so they have a ticket version, though, and so I was like, I've been thinking about strategy for years. Didn't really help, though.
So you walked in and you were instantly like, bah! Like,
yeah, me and Ralph Hardesty went straight for it. We had to wait. There's a little girl doing it. No, there's a drunk dad doing it first. We had to wait for him to finish.
Hey, watch me, kids. I'll show you. Dad, no, stop.
Yeah, he was giving us drunk dad advice about it. But it was harder because you can't actually stuff it in your shirt. I feel like all my ideas involved crazy stuffing it in my shirt. It just, it was only what you could hold. This is doing a lot of armpits, but it was, I mean, I feel like me and Ralphie were high all night from it.
You would say you went buck wild.
Yeah. And I remember I was like, we got to post these pictures on Facebook right away because everyone's going to like them. Nobody cared.
By the way, they're super funny. Jake Flores just tweeted at us with a link to the actual Magic the Gathering card, Lord of the Pit. Rules, text, flying, trample, card type, creature, demon. At the beginning of your upkeep, sacrifice a creature other than Lord of the Pit. If you can't, Lord of the Pit deals 7 damage to you. So for all you Magic the Gathering fans, maybe that means something.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Gilstrap says, I once fought a Satan worshiper. By fight, I mean that he roundhouse kicked my face a bunch of times. Is that true, Lance? You call up. 472566. If you had to call up if that's true.
A what worshiper?
Satan.
Satan.
Satan? I'm not familiar with him.
Like the tofu product.
Yeah, exactly.
Satan.
He also says that the AJ show is a midnight special. Nice Astronaut hates goodbyes. So it is Midnight Society produced. But yeah, if that's true, Lance, you got to call up 472.
Mm-hmm. My facts were wrong on that one then.
It's fine, Ed. It's fine.
It's a show I'm in. I'm supposed to know those things.
Ed, do you have an example of the time you
I'm went digging, to, man. I'm
Buck Wild?
I am digging for one. They're all alcohol related.
That's fine.
Not that fun.
Well, I'll tell you one. A bunch of us were in Boston, and we saw a celebrity.
My old stomping grounds.
I have some celebrity freakouts.
And here's the thing: I've seen I'm not Johnny celebrity, but you go about the course of your life, you go to like film festivals and stuff, you'll see celebrities and you know whatever people you've seen before. You know, I was like, oh, I saw that. Like I've seen Tim Duncan, and if people know me, I'm a giant Spurs fan. You'd think that I'd freak out at Tim Duncan, but I was like, oh, cool, Tim Duncan. You know, or like walking around, like, ah, oh, cool, that guy. Like we were like, oh, there's Jeff Goldblum, meh, whatever. But we were in Boston and we were like kind of around the Harvard area, I guess, just driving not to Harvard, not smart. And John Lithgow walked in front of us and we go, oh my God, John Lithgow! Like we're like, oh, geez, he had to have heard this car explode. Like a bomb went off and just blood hit the windows, but it was that with screaming. But here's the thing, I'm not like some huge John Lithgow fan.
Yeah.
It was just maybe the surprise of like not expecting to see Lithgow there and go nuts. So I went
Lithgow in the wild, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was a wild Lithgow sighting.
I freaked out, literally freaked out when I met John Stewart.
Oh. Mm.
It was more of like a 10-year-old girl freak out. Like wasn't making sense. He was super nice about it.
Uh-huh.
I was just like talking. I forgot my camera and I was freaking out about that and telling him how I wanted to marry him and since I was a child.
When
was
letting this? It all fly.
I think it was 18 to 2000.
Wait. Oh, okay. I was like 18 to 2000. That's quite a range, but no. Yeah. You're talking about the.
But I was just like, I was like, all the other girls liked Elijah Wood, but I was in love with you. And I just like unloaded on him my youth, but he was super nice. And then he asked for directions.
Oh, okay. Where was this?
This is at Penn State.
Did he come to a show there or something?
He did, and we waited out back.
Oh, nice, nicely done.
Yeah, my friend worked there, and she gave us the tip. He's got to exit, as she said. He's got to exit.
That's nice.
And he signed his book for me, and I don't know where it is now. I feel like some junky friend probably lost it.
Lance tweets at us, and he says, very true, the story about getting kicked by a skinhead. Scarred me and my brother for life. Can't call, though. On treadmill. This took 7 minutes to type. Oh, well, good for you, working out on the treadmill.
I wish you would call from a treadmill, though. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's Lance Gilstrap with a treadmill report. I had another celebrity freak out. I was getting the mail at my parents' neighborhood in San Antonio, And there was a professional wrestler who lived in that neighborhood, or so I was told. I had no proof of this. And then I was getting the mail one day, and I was walking, and Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, drove by. And I literally dropped my mail. I was like, Shawn Michaels, whoa. So like, out of all the pantheon of people who creative types that I respect, like I've seen Amy Poehler, who is amazing, but I didn't like drop a whoa. But yeah. Shawn Michaels, a professional stuntman who dresses in weird bondage gear, and John Lithgow.
But when you're not expecting it, when you see celebrities and you know they're going to be there.
I know Amy Poehler was going to. Well, I guess I had a shot.
I saw Stephen King in Boston, because he's like a Boston guy. He goes to all the Red Sox games. He's just like walking around, and I followed him around for a little while.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He didn't do anything that interesting.
He didn't like. try and get something free. Hey, Starbucks. How much for this? Hey,
I'm Stephen King.
Come on, man. Yeah. Come on, give me a free latte. No? I'll sign whatever you want. I'll sign this latte. No, you'd have to keep it. That wasn't smart.
We'll share it. That's what he says. Okay. That's how it ends.
Two straws.
You can have it after a drink out of it.
My parents just left me a voicemail. They saw Slash for the second time this year.
Two Slash sightings?
And as I say, they see him one more time, they're automatically in the snake pit, whether they want to be or not.
An abundance of riches.
I saw him the first time with them.
What was the circumstance? I don't think I'd ever in a situation where I would see Slash.
First time I was in Baltimore, he was staying in our hotel that I was staying at.
Uh-huh.
And I first said, that's not Slash. And my friend's like, yes, it is. And then we asked the people up front. They said it was Slash. But I don't know why I didn't think it was Slash. Like, he had the top hat and the curly hair and glasses on. I think he looked good for his age. He looked shorter than I thought.
So what did you think it was? Like a guy in a Slash costume?
Thinking back, I don't know why I thought it wasn't. I think because he looked young and he looked shorter than I thought.
Hey, look at Slash. That's just a Slash impersonator.
Slash ages well.
Oh, I bet he does.
And my parents just saw him in Atlantic City walking around.
You know who does not age well? Axl Rose.
That's true.
He didn't start out looking great either. Nah. He started out aged.
A little wiry.
You know what? Guns N' Roses, guys. That's all right. It's all right that they went away. It's pretty okay.
I'm not that sad.
Yeah.
Who says they're gone yet?
You know what I mean.
Axl Rose is going to call now and beg to differ.
Like, I don't know what weird Guns N' Roses fan was working to Dr. Pepper at that time. Everyone gets something.
Would we freak out if we saw Axl Rose?
I wouldn't know it.
I don't know that I would know.
I would probably deny it, like Slash.
The only way I know it is if he was wearing a headband and doing that serpentine dance he does.
Yeah, yeah.
If I was like waiting for the bus, he's like, where does this bus go? I'd still be like, look, buddy. You know, it'd have to be like, let me see some ID. Guys, it was so much fun having you on the show. We got to get out of here, though.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ed Reed, and thank you, Carrie Lindo.
Thank you.
The both of you. And good luck on future endeavors. Folks, I don't know why I laughed at that. Because I'm stupid. That's why. Yeah. Folks, for more information, including archives of past shows, podcasts, and other information about side projects, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us. We are mascotwedding@gmail.com. Stay tuned for the clear spot. Linda coming up next. We are going to get out of here with Symbol Z Guitars. This is Hawk Highway. More Mascot Wedding Show coming next week. Goodbye, Ed.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Carrie.
So long.
Goodbye, Austin.
Goodbye, Carrie.